The following podcast may contain inappropriate language, sexual content, and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Gonzo.moe, I don't have a name for this because I just wanted to push record and talk to people show. I'm joined by my good friends Ryan and Ruby this time, as if there was a previous time. How are you two doing?
I'm alive!
Holy shit.
I am absolutely incredible.
It has been so long since I've done a podcast, one with somebody else on it, but also with either of you. Ryan, I think the last time we did a show was over a year ago. Ruby, it's probably been three or four. My bad.
Whoops.
Wow. I don't know if we've ever done a show proper. I feel like you've always just called in.
Yeah, I think that's true. when I had an ill-informed podcast, I think I had you on once.
That is certainly a possibility. I've had so many beers that I don't remember what I did the previous day anymore. So I've probably been on so many podcasts and don't know it. But it's great to have people on again, not just to be talking to myself. I'm losing my mind. I'm unemployed now. It's something I thought I wanted. But now I just sit on my couch and tell myself that I'm going to watch anime and then I don't do it. So that's how I've been going. How are you two in, I haven't talked to either of you really since COVID.
Well, COVID did some shit, fucked up a lot of things, and you know, I don't know if we're done with it. I really want us to be done.
It was a scam anyways. They just made it up for, yeah, for entertainment.
Yeah. Did you get your microchips?
Yeah. I got the 5G.
I was on Twitter today, and apparently now they do make microchips small enough to inject. So that's great, just to feed the conspiracies.
Nanomachines.
Look, you know, if they want to know what kind of weird anime porn I'm watching, they could just ask. It's a lot easier than injecting me with a...
They're already tapping your phone. They know.
Let's go to my Twitter.
Yeah. So, have you been doing anything anime-y, Ruby, you first?
I watch anime a bunch, not as much as I did when I was unemployed, but I'm watching the Spider Show and the Taxi Show and, the robot shows, you know.
Okay. I've heard that the Spider Show has been suffering in animation quality.
It doesn't look great, but it's fine. A lot of CG. I'm like, eh.
It seems to be Shin Itagaki's thing, is making shows that don't look good. I had a lot of hope for that dude after Besquash and Bento, but I don't know if somebody put something in his coffee, because the Berserk that he did was not good.
You watch that show because you want to hear Aoyuki like being a spider and stuff, so... I don't know. It's fine.
That's fair. Ryan, what have you been watching anything, or are you just playing video games these days?
I tried watching some stuff. I was trying to watch some Fire Force. But then I lost all my time.
Not a fan of Fire Force, Ruby?
It's fine. I don't care. I'm good.
I've
seen that show enough times. Good. I'm glad you are. I don't think any less of you for enjoying Fire Force.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, any chance I get, I play the video games. Princess Connect on my phone and Story of Seasons Pioneers of Olive Town on my Switch. And 14, trying to keep up with that until Endwalker comes out later this year.
Is that Final Fantasy?
And yeah, Endwalker is the next, what's the word? Expansion. Yeah.
I just finished Tiger and Bunny, finally, the other, must have been 2 or 3 days ago.
You're caught up in time for the sequel.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because it was a show that I thought disappeared from people's consciousnesses, and didn't really get a proper release here. It got like 2 Blu-ray releases, and that was it. Which is really interesting to me that it didn't even get like a all-in-one release. I know it's streamed a little bit, but it took a long time to come out. I don't remember when it aired, but I know it took at least a year before we got a non-fan subbed release.
It was simulcasted.
Was it simulcasted?
It was on Hulu when it was coming out, because I watched it that way.
Well, I'm full of shit. It did take a long time to get Blu-ray. That I know.
Yeah. The show, everyone was always saying, like, this needs to be on Toonami. It's going to be the biggest show ever if it just gets on Toonami. And it never did. It was never.
Well, I know that they debuted the dub, I believe, on Neon Alley. Now, notice I qualified that now that I've been wrong once.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Well, what's interesting is the show. Ryan, have you seen the show? Have you seen Tiger and Bunny?
Nope, I've heard that name so many times, but I've not seen it.
It is both better and more mundane than I thought it would be. I had hyped it up in my head for so long that I was expecting it to be a lot more spectacular than it was. But it was also, for a 26-episode show that didn't have a story, it kept my interest much better than I thought it would. I don't know. It was weird because it would hint at having a narrative, but then it would never fulfill on any of its promises.
Have you watched the movies yet?
I have not. Well, I aren't those just compilations?
The first one is. The last one is like a new thing.
Okay.
I don't remember if there's 2 or 3 of them.
There are at least. Yeah, I don't know. I know that there's at least 2. I assume they were just compilations, so I skipped out on it. But if you're saying that one of them is a continuation, then maybe I'll check that out. That's been an interesting trend with a lot of anime movies, and that's why I don't watch a lot of them. Because, like, with the Madoka films, like, what was it, the 3rd or 4th one is when they got into new content. It's like, how am I going to make it this far, though? I don't want to rewatch the show poorly.
By the time they get to that point, I'm like, I need to watch the whole show again. And then I never do. So,
well, and, you know, I did that with Beyond the Boundary, which is just this, like, ridiculous moe show. And I thought that would catch Ryan's attention. I really liked the series. And then I saw, like, oh, there's 2 movies. And I tried to watch the first one, and it was a retelling at such a quick pace that if you had not watched the show, it didn't make sense. But if you had watched the show, it's like, well, I already know this part, and they're leaving out all the, like, interesting sections. I don't know who they make these movies for. They did the same thing with Demon Slayer. There's, like, 3 or 4 compilation, like, OVAs that they made, and it's like, just watch the show again. But okay, well then my comments on Tiger and Bunny may not be valid if they're answered in that second film.
I don't actually know, because by the time that final movie came out, I was like, oh, I should rewatch the whole series first, and then I never did. So
something I thought it did really well is by the end of the series, it managed to make even the most, I don't know, kind of throwaway episodes have value. And that's not something that I see done often, is they legitimized having that dumb, I guess it's not really a filler because it was an original show, but what would feel like a filler episode, they would reference it in a way that legitimized it in the last, I don't know, 1/4 of the series. I thought they tied things like that together well, but I honestly, I was expecting, I was expecting a bigger story about Tiger being a deadbeat dad. I thought that was what the show was going to be about. And when it ended up being about Bunny, I was like, okay, I don't care about this as much because this character sucks. Anyway, the other thing that has been consuming a lot of my time is Anime Lockdown. I don't know if either of you went to the virtual con last year.
I remember I had to work during that time.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Ruby, you said you went?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it. I was like, I had been awake for like 52 hours when that started, and I just could not fall asleep. So I was there the whole time.
Holy shit. What were you doing being awake for 50 hours?
I just couldn't fall asleep. I wasn't doing anything weird. I would get in bed and I could not fall asleep. I was broken.
That is rough. I'm sorry. I hope that doesn't happen again this year.
Nah, I got better.
It's interesting trying to plan a virtual con now that there's stuff like Otakon happening. A lot of people losing interest. You know, some people that said they wanted to be a part of it if we did it again are changing their minds. So
bastards.
I think it's going to be a good time. We've almost got enough panels for me to start making choices about scheduling. There's still like another week, a week and a half before the deadline. So I'm not worried about that. My ideally, I get enough where I can turn people down. Not that I want to tell people no, but...
But that's how you know you're successful.
Well, it's because then you're going to have a better opportunity to curate the content instead of just taking every single application, because there's some people that I don't know. You know, there's some people that submitted two or three panels, and I ideally everybody only gets one. I don't have anything against people doing more than one, but I want as many people to be able to present as possible. And I want to be able to have as varied content as possible. Last year was very robot heavy. And that's because that's just all that people submitted, and so I'm giving people more time to submit their panels. So far, I have some pretty cool guests that are booked. I'm hoping to get a couple more. It's going to be a different vibe than the first year, because last year it was kind of one of the only choices at the time, and so it was easier to get industry guests and to get actors. And this year, the industry people aren't, you know, they're just going to all go to Otakon. So they've all said no. And that's fine. But I've found other interesting guests. So it should be exciting. Most of the work is going to be in a couple weeks, once I have to actually start making the schedule and figuring out the graphics. But in the meantime, I've also been... This started on accident. My friend Liz, whenever she comes over, I just always happen to have anime on, and she doesn't like anime at all. She's not like, obviously she comes to hang out with me, so she doesn't hate it or hate people that watch it, but it's not something that's interesting to her. And so I've been putting on progressively more and more ridiculous things when she comes over to see what her limits are.
Okay.
I showed her Uma Musume the other day.
On the surface, you might not think much about it unless you pay attention.
I mean, it's about horse girls that race for people.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. If you just look at it visually without like reading it, you might think, oh, these girls who look weird are running on the track that looks vaguely similar to a horse track.
Yeah.
And then you start paying attention, and then you realize what it is, but you know, you have to kind of make a couple steps.
The first line in the show is horse girls are born to run.
Oh, come on, that's what I'm saying. Did she read the first?
Yeah, we had to pause it because she couldn't stop laughing.
So you invite her over and you actually make her sit and watch it? You don't just like have it on in the background?
We don't like pay attention to it. Because usually she'll come over and we'll just be like chatting about whatever's going on in between drinking way too much champagne. And I just put on like a movie or something as background noise. And so that's how I've been getting away with this. I also showed her this one. She picked this one. We watched Demon Beast Invasion, which is a pretty graphic porno.
Why did she pick that?
I don't know, if I'm being honest. When I give her choices, she always picks the most heinous one. And I think it's because she's not trying to actually watch something, you know, for the story. She just wants to see something ridiculous to make jokes about. This was most notably when I gave her the choice between Tokyo Godfathers and Angel Comp.
And she picked Tokyo Godfathers, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, I was like, okay, so this, you know, and the newest version of Angel Comp has like 3 or 4 different subtitle scripts. I was like, so do you want to watch the really funny dub or the really racist subtitled version? That show's not as entertaining as I thought it was, if I'm being honest. I'd never seen it.
Its time has passed.
Oh, my God.
I fell asleep to Angel Cop, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm actually trying to watch something, I don't usually just fall asleep while watching something. I don't know how people... I don't know how you people fall asleep. Like, you know, okay, I want to watch a show, and if it's boring, I'm just like, ah, fuck it, I'm turning it off, I'm going to bed. Do you really just nod off in the middle of it playing?
It's a lot of effort to go up to the TV and, like, turn it off and change the channel.
What generally happens with me, it starts with me picking up my phone. I'll start playing on my phone, and then I might get more comfortable and lay down. And that's when it's over. Or, you know, maybe I'll, especially if something isn't terribly good, I might pour a stronger drink and that'll make me fall asleep. It was a combination of all of those things with Angel Cop.
What do you play on your phone? Like, what do you play?
Oh, what I mean is like go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Or many of these soul-sucking apps. I can't put them down, Ryan. Even when I want to watch something that I like, I have trouble focusing. I was trying to watch Tokyo Revengers. That show's, like, actually good. And I'm sitting here like, I wonder what's happening on the trending tab. Like, nothing good. It's never anything good.
Trending tab. Let's see. Xbox, Bethesda, E3 Showcase, Square Enix, Redfall, COVID-19 news and updates for Louisiana, and more E3.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like my favorite things about sex. Why is that? That's trending now, right next to Among Us. So maybe that's
really
my favorite
thing.
I really
like the part where I come and then my partner says that was very soft.
did you just say that was very sudden?
Sus. Sudden or sus. It could go either
way. That was
sus.
I just like, I don't know. I remember when Twitter first came out and it was addicting. And this was before smartphones were like a thing. You could just get like replies texted to you. It was over for me. Once I was able to access the internet on my phone, it just like the number of notifications I get every day, it makes it impossible to focus on anything except Grappler Baki. That one I'm still okay with. I made her watch Grappler Baki. That was my segue.
Of course you do. You fucking make... Well, you haven't gotten me to watch yet, but I've seen enough of it. I feel like I accidentally have watched it.
I timed it in a way that she was on the phone. I think like her boss was calling her, and so she wasn't paying attention. I timed it so the second she turned around to the TV... It was the big wide shot of Yujiro Hanma stretching while smoking a cigarette in a Speedo. That made her fall down.
I'm just thinking one of these days I actually have to watch this Baki show to figure out what it is that has made you, as an entity, inseparable.
A lot of it is just that I think I watched at the right time. Also, because of the Fast Karate podcast where they talk about Grappler Baki, because I was just always looking for something ridiculous to talk about on the podcast. And I happened to have, I don't even know where I got it from. I had this like Funimation sample disc. It had an episode of Detective Conan, Gunslinger Girl, and Grappler Baki as well as a bunch of trailers. And I bought the box set like sight unseen after watching that first episode, and the rest is history. What's funny is the Grappler Baki podcast that I did after watching it, I didn't plug my microphone in. And so the whole review is, it sounds like I'm on the other side of the room because my laptop mic was the one that was activated.
Ew.
It's not a good look.
You should try recreating that one.
I mean, I could. I've had this like terrible bit in my head for the past decade where I re-record the first podcast with the newer upgraded equipment and just post it without saying anything. I don't think anybody would get the joke at this point.
Would you read word for word what you said back then?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that was the whole thing. I was gonna make the transcription and try to match the cadence. It would only be funny to me. And I missed the perfect window to do that because we had the 10-year anniversary 3 or 4 years ago. And I was going to say that was like the remastered Blu-ray edition, but,
15 years.
I guess 15 years. Yeah, it's coming up.
There you go.
Jesus, I've been doing this a long time. I'm sorry.
Gave me something to do.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, so I know how I met Ryan. We were arguing about, I think My Bride is a Mermaid or Pumpkin Scissors. It was one of those two things.
I can't.
And I was just like, you're stupid for liking that show. Or maybe it was the reverse. Maybe I was saying that it was bad and you're like, you're stupid for hating it. I'm not sure how I met Ruby, though. Do you recall?
The first time I remember you existing, I think I was starting my podcast and somehow you ended up in my mentions.
Classic. That sounds like me, never shutting up.
It was probably through Tony.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I met Tony at a convention. And then through Tony, I met a decent chunk of the people I talk to now. So I tried to look at the news and see if there was anything interesting over the last, I don't know, I haven't done a show in like a month.
Is this the news show?
It is not the news show. It could be the news show. Do you want it to be?
I haven't looked at the news in a while, but I could pretend.
There's not a whole lot. I mean, if you go back a month, you know, there were some really big stories, like Mira passing away and all those voice actors getting fired for saying Taiwan is a country.
Careful what you say or this podcast will never come out in China.
Nobody listens to it anyway, so I think I'm all right with that. What else was big? There was a story about some Asian American actors saying that the English dubbing companies weren't giving them a fair shot at getting anime roles. But then a lot of people like took it and like bended their words around and started using it for their like anti-dub agenda, which was bizarre. Then what else has happened that was big?
Okie dokie literature club plus.
Yeah, is that did that get announced?
Yes. It's apparently more content to the spoilers, not so cute and innocent moe visual novel.
You know,
I mean you know the gimmick, right, JP?
For people that went to Anime Lockdown 2020, there was a Doki Doki Literature Club panel on day two in the evening. And so I do know what that visual novel's about, sort of.
Did you know the gimmick before that, out of curiosity?
No clue. No, I just, I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, no, I get that impression a lot, but, you know, it's just one of those things when it came out, it's just like, wow, look at this. And people try to, you know, catch my ass sleeping, like I'm not paying attention to what everybody's doing. Give me a good old spook. I'm like, nope, I'm gonna have to say I'm not that simple, son. Nope, not gonna catch me napping. But this DDLC Plus got me interested.
Did that get announced at E3?
Honestly, I don't know where it got announced, but I do know that the creators posted something on Twitter.
This one may be relevant to Ruby. Yashihime is going to be on Toonami.
Hey, I cool. like the name yeah. awesome.
That's not surprising.
I love that response. Like, oh, cool.
I didn't hate Yashihime.
I have very mixed feelings.
It's not very good, but it's okay. It's fine.
Did you watch all the way through?
I did.
That show. I love that at the, it's, I don't even know how to describe this. Like, I thought it started off really strong. Maybe the first five or six episodes.
I really liked the first two when they weren't back in the feudal era yet. I thought it was fun.
I agree 100%. And then it got into this like weird lull that like technically they were doing the same stuff Inuyasha did, but it just didn't feel as fun.
I get the seconds, it will sell it.
The rainbow jewels now, the rainbow shards.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, I think a lot of it has to do with, it didn't feel like there was like a motive to do what they were doing. Like in Inuyasha, they were ostensibly looking for the jewel shards. In Yashihime, they were just wandering around. I don't know, because
they do something and then Jubei, the corpse seller, is like, hey, there's a thing. Go do it. Okay.
What's the dream butterfly? I don't know. By the end of this show, there's going to be something called the Armoire of Terror. And Sesshomaru's going to open it.
I don't...
Armoire of Terror.
I don't think that's what it was called, but at the end, I remember
there's like a pinwheel.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It was a big deal, and then some kid just has it, and then Sesshomaru doesn't care. So
I don't know why I remember it being sinister cabinetry, but
yeah, that would be fun, more fun.
Yeah, it was like the last three episodes, shit got crazy really quick, and nothing had any context, and then they were like fighting on the moon.
I don't know if that was like their imagination or if he teleported them into space. I'm all for going to space, but I don't think it earned going to space just yet.
Hey, that's why I'm coming back for season two, because I want to go back to space.
Whole season in space.
I would be for that. But then, you know, if you spend all your time in space, eventually you're going to have to go into space or like another dimension because the
you got to escalate.
The escalate. That's what I was looking for. So it's going to be on Toonami starting June 26, which is interesting to me for a few reasons. One is, why did this not happen when it was airing? Because now that everybody knows the show is kind of a dud, there's not a lot of incentive to watch it. This should have been like a day of like simultaneous thing. And I understand that there was the COVIDs, but even then, like the dub was ready a long time ago. And what do you call it? My Hero Academia is, you know, only probably five episodes behind with its current release. So I know that it can be done.
I think Attack on Titan was like next day or very close, like a week behind maybe.
Yeah. So. I don't know why they dropped the ball with Yashihime.
Maybe Viz just isn't equipped to pump something out that quickly.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I tried to watch Toonami for the first time in months last night. I was not very successful. It starts so damn late.
Yeah, I can't do like regular linear TV anymore. Like, I'm not staying up to a certain time to watch reruns of My Hero.
I like linear TV. In fact, I wish I could recreate some of it, but with on-demand content, which is to say, I wish I could make my own Toonami block and watch it whenever I want.
I've had that dream too!
I think we've all, like, as young children, designed our own TV block and filled it out.
Well, what I mean is I like the pace of watching something on TV because I get distracted very easily. And so having a commercial break is a blessing in disguise. It gives me time to get my Twitter impulse out of the way or get another coffee or do whatever.
I miss the days when I had Comedy Central on and suddenly Girls Gone Wild content would start playing in the commercials.
Well, there was also that. I don't mind like relevant ads either. I really liked Neon Alley for that reason. I would get the type of content that I want to watch with commercials that actually matter to me. It's just not feasible for me to download all the episodes of the shows I want, chop them up into, you know, broadcast chunks and then put bumpers in between. But I wish that I could.
You're unemployed. What else are you doing?
That's fair. I thought about that the other day, trying to recreate the what was on Toonami the day I discovered it. Not Toonami, Adult Swim. There's this website, I think it's called Swimpedia. It just has the schedule for like every day of the last 15, 20 years. It's wild.
Bow, Koi, Bebop, Gunfry, Star, Outlaw.
Yes. I thought you were speaking another language for a moment there. Yeah, I didn't make it very far into Toonami last night because it starts at midnight. For Ryan, it might start at 11.
That's correct.
Maybe that's why it was easier for me in high school because I was in Minnesota, and so it was starting an hour earlier than it was for, you know, people on the East Coast.
I think it used to start at like 10.
Yeah, well, that's also, I think it did also just start earlier in general. And I don't fully understand why they start the block so late. Because it's like, Adult Swim, I believe, starts at like 8 or 9. And there's like 3 or 4 episodes of American Dad, followed by 3 episodes of Family Guy and Bob's Burgers. And then My Hero Academia and the rest of the stuff. It's like, what?
I could cut Family Guy. I like Bob's Burgers, American Dad. It's okay, I guess.
They make more money on reruns of American Dad than all of Toonami, probably.
I guess. I don't mind those shows in moderation, but 3 episodes in a row is a lot.
Eh, what's the matter, PETA? You're not getting enough anime?
Well, like, during the like the what I would consider the peak of Adult Swim, they were only showing like 1 or 2 a night. But maybe, you know, maybe they're making more money now. I don't know, you know, what their actual ratings are. But I know that Adult Swim in high school would be like 1 hour of comedy and then it would get into the action stuff.
Inuyasha was on like every night.
Oh, yeah. It was the best.
That was the way to watch that show.
I don't know why they don't show anime during the week now. I know that it costs more money to have a lot of these shows, but you think that they would at least do reruns of, what do they got, Dragon Ball Super? They've got at least probably a 50 or 100 episodes of that.
We got to rerun Rick and Morty, JP. We got to watch all the Rick and Morty.
I was watching that last night. There's less episodes of Rick and Morty than there are of Dragon Ball. They could just play Dragon Ball. Well, and you know what's interesting is I was looking at the schedule for a normal day, and it's like Family Guy, American Dad, Bob's Burgers until like 4 in the morning. And then at like 4:30, Naruto Shippuden. It's like, what? What? Why? Why?
That's the death slot.
Who's watching Naruto at 4 in the morning?
If I were 14, probably me.
Well, I used to record Cyborg 009 and Dot Hack Legend of Twilight.
Yeah, I stayed up late to watch that.
I didn't have it in me to stay up late, but I would record it and watch it the next day.
I did that sometimes too.
On the good old VCR.
I could only record like an hour and a half on my tapes, so I had to stay up late enough that I could record like the last half.
Oh, everything. You didn't just program it?
I didn't know how to do that.
Fair enough. You know, I had a box of tapes. It must have been like 50 or 100 tapes, and I carried it around with me for a lot longer than I probably should have, despite not having a functioning VCR.
And you did this in high school?
Yeah, well, I started collecting them in high school. I would record all the anime that I was watching so I could rewatch it later, because I couldn't afford all these fucking DVDs. You know, even now, they're still pretty spendy. Like, I got Kimagari Orange Road. I think it was like $80.
Excuse me? What did you say?
Kimagari Orange Road? Is it Kimaguri?
Yes!
Okay.
It's Chimichurri Orange Road.
Okay.
Also acceptable.
I recorded everything, and I would rewatch them frequently, and I kept all these tapes. And I finally, when I moved to New York, I threw them out because I didn't have room in my car to bring them with. And it would have been ridiculous because I don't have a VCR. I haven't had one for ages. And I also had all these anime VHS that I never watched. I had some good shit, but I didn't have the ability to watch any of them. I don't know why I was buying anime VHS.
Dude, like, okay, first of all, now that I think about it, you're telling me you had a whole bunch of stuff recorded. There would have been your content for your TV bumps.
I know. Like, I know.
You fucked up. This is why you have to be a hoarder.
That's what I was getting to. It's like I probably had the day Fooly Cooly aired with all the commercials.
When I go back and watch like recorded stuff, like the commercials at the time are almost more interesting than the shows I was recording.
Oh yeah. Well, even now the commercials are out of this world. I've been watching a lot of Cartoon Network during the day, and the stuff that they advertise is like, they had one, I don't know what it was called, but it was a candy, and it was like a sugar stick with sugar on it that you dipped into syrup. Like, oh my God, I would die if I ate that. And they also have these things, they're just like inflatable wrestlers that you're just supposed to beat up.
Sometimes you need to take a sugary, sticky stick and beat up wrestlers.
And you eat them?
Yes.
The wrestlers, yes. But then in between that, there'll be like ads for The General, which must be because they assume parents are watching along with them, or they think that the kids need car insurance. I'm not sure.
Well, you play that stuff when they're young, and then they get it in their head, and then when they're 16, they're like, I want The General. I've been listening to The General on TV for years and years, so I want The General.
Hey, they're like, hey, you know, it's Shaquille O'Neal, he's The General or something.
You're probably not wrong, because I'm noticing some pretty sinister things in some of these toys. They have one that's all about how putting makeup on your doll is cool, and it's like, I see what you're doing. Come on. Why is everything, the whole world, we're just being brainwashed all the time. It's really great.
I don't know. I think it's very normal to like have children like pledge allegiance to a flag in school. That's not brainwashing. That's normal. Before they know what either of those words mean.
Oh yeah, that's, you know, that is a good point. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I thought it was weird.
I was just like, man, whatever. I'll do it, I guess.
What else do I have? I have been reading the Berserk manga for the first time. It's interesting because for such an influential piece, I would have assumed it would get a better release. That rhymed.
Yeah, it's like a pretty old release, and Dark Horse has just never updated it. Not even in their deluxe edition. Like, they're still using the ancient scans that look kind of shitty.
Oh, yeah. I got the digital version, and it's clear that this was just a scanned copy. I mean, obviously, it has to be a scanned copy.
Yeah.
But it's not a very well-done scanned copy. And you would think that they would have the colored pages. I think you brought that up on Twitter.
Yeah. Like, those color pages look disgusting, like in the Tankobon volumes.
Disgusting, as in, like...
They're hard to look at.
You can't make out what's going on at all.
Yes. Okay.
I know you also mentioned some translation issues, and I wasn't sure what you meant. I have some theories now that I'm deeper into the manga, but I'll let you speak for what you were referring to.
I'm not an expert, but I know there's like some terminology they like changed around later. Like one of the big ones, like Griffith's, his group of friends is called the Band of the Hawk. Mm-hmm. But like later on, it's very clear that it was meant to be Band of the Falcon, but they don't. That's like too iconic, so they can't change it now.
Oh, like, interesting.
Every other instance of the word hawk later on is switched over to falcon.
Oh.
So like there's a town called like Falconia or something, and it's kind of weird because Griffith was always referred to as a hawk, and then he comes in and now he's running the Falcon Town. He's
interesting.
The Falcon of Light.
Yeah, that'll... Okay. I thought it may have had to do with the use of slurs, but...
Probably... That too.
It doesn't happen often, but there's a few instances that's like, hey, maybe they didn't need to put this in the manga in 2020. It's an interesting thing to read now. I I'm about halfway done, like just under halfway. I didn't realize just how much of the manga the Golden Age covers. I always thought it was much shorter of an arc than it actually was. It's like the first 12 volumes.
Well, it's framed as a flashback.
It takes up three movies. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it is framed as a flashback, which is funny that it's like you're like two volumes in and then you get a 10 volume flashback.
Yeah.
With flashbacks in it, which is excellent.
That's true.
I didn't realize just how influenced by Hellraiser Berserk was.
I don't know what that is.
I don't really know anything about Hellraiser.
Hellraiser is a movie. It's a British film. It's about this puzzle box that somebody finds. And
Millennium Puzzle?
Yes. It's actually Yu-Gi-Oh.
I knew it!
It's like if Yu-Gi-Oh, when Yugi solves the puzzle, Yami Yugi comes out and fucks the shit out of him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
With weapons.
So that's regular Yu-Gi-Oh, right? The manga?
So that's kind of what Hellraiser's about. This person finds a puzzle, they solve it, and then these characters that look pretty much exactly like the God Hand, because Miura just borrowed their character designs, they come out and they torture the person to death.
Oh, it's the Behelid.
Yes. But you find out later on in Hellraiser that each of the members of... they're called the Cenobites instead of God Hand. Each of the members of the Cenobites were originally a person that completed the puzzle and then made a pact to become one of the members of the Cenobites. It's like, oh, wait, that's just Berserk. And that movie came out like a year before Berserk.
Yep. 87. Berserk came out in 88.
Which is, it's interesting because I don't feel like Hellraiser had as much of an influence on people as Berserk did, even though the basis of the story is very similar.
Well, does it have a gripping story of betrayal and perseverance?
You know, that's probably the problem, is that Hellraiser, the films were always just these one-off things. You don't really find out a ton about the Cenobites. I only know this because I read a Wikipedia. I think some of it happens in comic form, but it's interesting to see a similar story that was just marketed differently. They're both very successful in their own rights, but nobody talks about Pinhead, really. That's the main character in Hellraiser. I don't know. I don't know if I have anything else. Is there anything you two wanted to talk about?
I don't know. I'm bad at talking. I don't know why you invited me on a podcast.
Why did you volunteer to be on a podcast?
Because I can't say no. Sometimes you like to do things you're bad at.
Okay.
I want to know this Laura girl from the Precures.
Oh, she's great. She's a mermaid, and she's got a lot of sass.
I've been seeing so much of this in all the screenshots.
Yeah.
I want to war.
She's a mermaid. She wants to be the queen. She's a big girl boss, gatekeep, whatever the other G is.
Gaslight, I think.
Gaslight, yeah.
I saw someone on Twitter ask if Haruhi was Gaslight, Girl Boss, Gatekeep, or whatever.
I don't get this joke.
I don't know if I fully get it either, but I'm on board.
I think it's like a Gaogaikara joke, because the organization was 3G, so people went back to that, and they...
We're on 5G now, Ruby.
I don't know. Tropical Prehear is good. You should watch it. Laura's great.
Shit! I don't have time to do anything! Except be here, I guess.
Ryan, you need to find a way to automate those dishes.
I know.
I'm imagining you washing every pan by hand while holding a breadstick in your mouth like a cigar.
Oh my god, I was doing the exact same thing not too long ago, actually.
Oh no.
I'm not even joking.
Were you wearing a Newsies hat?
No.
I hope you have a machine that you use. Yes,
we do have a machine. We don't hand wash everything, but God, you know, I clean out that machine a lot too. Because, you know, that still get fucked up if you don't at least rinse the dishes a little bit. But sometimes things be coming in so fast, you just like, fuck it, shove it in there. And then, you know, I have to wash everything in the kitchen. Everything everybody fucking uses. All the pans, skillets, utensils, tools, dishes. Yeah. Pieces of their crap, like they take apart the grill,
Jesus,
and give it to me.
And nobody ever reuses a dish. They always use a brand new one, so you have double the stuff to wash.
And I'm still washing the old dishes. And then they break them in front of me just to laugh at me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up. Really sadistic.
Feel it. I feel you. I sometimes have to do dishes at work, too, because we don't have dishwashers right now.
I was actually going to say this.
You want to come work for us?
I was going to say that, I mean, obviously, it seems like a lot of places are short staffed. But, you know, my managers were saying that the primary reason is because of the unemployment.
Oh, boy.
I was like, well, you know, maybe if you paid more, you might, you know, get more people interested. It's, I mean, okay, look, I make like $12 an hour, which isn't the world's worst thing, but I know like...
You deserve more.
Well, if you're working 50 hours a week...
So if I go overtime, I get time and a half on 12.
Everybody needs to set their places of employment on fire. That was a joke if the CIA hears this podcast.
Oh, shit.
Nice cover.
In Minecraft...
Oh, never mind. That's another thing I was gonna say. You know, for the convention you got planned, did you or were you ever thinking about trying to do some kind of like VR thing or like, hey, look, we got a Minecraft world you can run around in and pretend you're there with people or something?
Are you volunteering to set that up?
I was gonna say I'm not skilled enough to set anything like that up, but also I feel like that would make the convention less accessible because not everybody's going to have the ability to join a VR server. I know I wouldn't be able to. I don't have any. I don't even know what you need. I assume goggles and a PC. I don't have either of those things.
You don't necessarily need goggles. I mean, you could, like, I know VR chat, you could bump into that without the VR equipment. You just miss the, you know,
the VR
hey,
part.
I'm Ugandan Knuckles running around talking to 300 foot tall Amazonian women. That's what I think of.
On the critical part of that. No, I had not considered that. I know that you brought it up last year, but
I would set it up if I could, because I think that would be very cool. I don't know. It's just a thought that occurred to me.
I think you should also like rent a physical space and book it and just have it be empty, but like film yourself sitting there.
Yeah.
To create the illusion of being in a convention center.
I could just get a green screen in my apartment.
No, it has to be real. People see through that.
Okay, that's fair. Speaking of Otakon, are either of you going to Otakon?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to Otakon you into getting into my hotel room because I don't want to pay for it by myself.
Is that what you tell all the ladies?
Ryan, I told you to do it too. This is an equal opportunity bamboozle.
You know, I'm seriously considering it because, you know, I've never had money before and stuff. But my other excuse for rarely doing things is that I also hate doing things. And I don't think it's the catch-22.
I think you would like Otakon, Ryan. That's my counterpoint.
No, it's true. I haven't gone to a convention in over a decade, let alone out of town. So the whole experience of, you know, traveling, going to a convention, and finally meeting all these faces that I've seen on the internet, that would be cool.
You just got to get on a bus. I don't know how long it is to get to DC from where you are. I'm looking it up now. It is, Jesus, it's 17 hours. Ryan, what am I asking you to do?
If you wanted to fly, like, flights are still pretty cheap right now.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it's a 2.5-hour flight. I didn't realize that you were that far away from here.
Well, yeah, that's what you get for moving, JP.
You're going to blame me for you living in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay, fair. My bad. I'm sorry I did that to you. If you wanted to walk, that would probably be the cheapest method.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about doing that.
It would only,
would it though?
It would only take you 426 hours.
How many days of travel is that? 2 weeks? How many meals is that?
Hey, look, Ryan doesn't need to eat. He can subsist on hate.
Yeah, true. I'll just die the first day traveling, trying to walk across the road.
You got to ration your hate.
That's true.
It is 17 days. Jesus. Yeah, 2.5 weeks. Holy shit. Okay. You should probably get going on that, because you're gonna have to make a lot of rest stops on the way, so you might want to leave like tomorrow. You'll have a month to make the trek.
Might have to turn around and go to work. This could be difficult.
If you bike, you can cut that in fourths. It's only 100 hours if you bike. So that's probably if you bike nonstop at a reasonable miles per hour. I wonder what Google thinks you can do. How fast does Google bike assume you can bike? Let's find out. 16 kilometers an hour. I don't know if that's fast because I don't know how long a kilometer is.
Yes.
10 miles an hour.
Is it possible to get like an Uber from like one state to another?
I think it is, but
if you're willing to pay for it, I think that those drivers will do whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
Distance wise. I would imagine you'd have to schedule it, but there's going to be cheaper ways to do it. A 17-hour drive, probably not, but I know that, like, I could get an Uber to Jersey, and you know, I'd have to pay for their tolls, but it wouldn't be that long of a drive. You know, I could get to Jersey in an hour, probably less than that, depending on traffic. I've done longer Ubers in Brooklyn, so I've spent 2 hours in an Uber just getting from one part of Brooklyn to another. What else? I had one more piece of news tagged, and then we could probably wrap this up. Did either of you watch the Discotheque panel?
No, I just saw the Twitter thread.
What was it?
It's just they say, hey, we got these animes. They got the Shaman King 4Kids release, which is not something I was expecting.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, I'm certainly for it, because otherwise a lot of those things are lost to the ages. I think it's all going to be in one release. 64 episodes. It's a lot of anime. I do wonder if, because they've done stuff like this before, I wonder if they are going to continue down this path, because there's a few shows that I would love to see get a modern release from that era. Ravemaster in particular. Ravemaster, you can barely pirate that. It's a difficult one to find. The best version that I've been able to find for the broadcast one is like, it's not good. It is like a TV rip that somebody ripped off of, what was that website called? Kiss Anime?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, if you want to watch the Ravemaster dub, that's kind of your only choice. I know that Tokyo Pop did a print on demand release of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone bought it. There was another one from, it didn't air on TV, but the Berserk TV show is weirdly out of print, despite being a very popular show.
Was the Berserk TV anime really popular, though?
I think it was.
It was.
I'm talking about the original one, not the new one. The new one is, I think, still easily found. But like the 97 series, you can't just buy that right now.
I know people liked that release, like, had outtakes for the dub on it, and people really liked those, which is kind of neat. You don't get stuff like that on anime DVDs a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do stuff like that anymore. I think I think some of it is that a lot of these companies just got too big, and so they don't have fun anymore. It's just like, okay, we go to work, we dub the anime, I send the Calzone to space.
Yeah.
I get it.
A lot of like international distributors for anime are like folding into the Funimation brand too. So
yeah.
There's like less personality.
Yeah, I mean I get it, because I get like the whole point of starting a company is to make the most amount of money possible, but it also like I can't imagine it's any fun to work at these places anymore. Maybe it never was.
You forgot the soul, man. Where's your spirit? Your passion. All you care about is the money, dude.
I got some news here.
Okay.
This is a big story.
Hit me with it.
I just dropped it in the chat.
Oh, God.
Pooey Pooey Molcar is getting a compilation film.
I don't know what that is, but it's in MX4D, which sounds terrifying.
Don't know what that means, but it's an anime that came out like last season. It's stop motion, what do you call them? The little animals.
Gerbils?
Not gerbils.
Guinea pigs.
Not gerbils. Guinea pigs. They're guinea pig gars. They're like made of felt. It's great. It's the best show. The episodes are like 3 minutes long, and there's 12 of them. So the whole show is like 20 minutes long. I don't know how they're doing a compilation film.
Wow. They're going to...
That's a good point.
It's going to be 26 minutes of the episodes, and then... 2 hours of the Empire State Building just chilling.
Holy shit. So I looked up MX4D, and it is, I think it's a 3D film that also has moving seats, motion, I guess that would be the moving seat part.
Oh my God.
Odors and humidity.
Oh hell my God. Yeah.
So you are going to feel these guinea pigs.
I've always wanted to.
That's going to be good. There's an episode where they're out in the sun and it's really hot. So you can be in the parking lot with the cars.
The first movie theater that kills you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Some other effects that have been used. There have been nozzles for rain, strobe lights for gunshots, snow and bubble machines, as well as fog machines. This sounds like a miserable experience.
Well, it's been a long time, but I remember I went to Disney World a long, long time ago, and there was this weird, like, theater where they kind of did something like that, where they, like, even put smells in there, and you were, like, watching a whole bunch of Disney clips, and they were, like, putting you in the experience of whatever was on screen.
They have something like that in Minnesota, at the Mall of America called the Mystery Mine Ride or whatever. And it's like $30. So I didn't do it the last time I was there. But that was, it was like a virtual roller coaster that would move around and shake you. And it didn't have smells, but I'm sure it does now.
Well, depending on who you ride with, you might get smells.
They also have things called pokers, which can simulate punches. Oh, no.
Excellent.
Jesus.
Bring frost cards.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an interesting experience. I played a video game that was kind of like that. I think it was like House of the Dead. You had to go into this pod that would move, and it would track your heartbeat. And that
what
would,
the hell are you talking? You're talking about the arcade game, right?
Yeah, it's an arcade game.
Well, when did this happen? All the cabinets I have seen for this game have just been a standard shooter cabinet where you stand up with a light gun.
Well, I don't know if this was House of the Dead. It was like House of the Dead.
All right, whatever. Continue.
It was a zombie game that you go into it. It's like a pod, and it like shakes and blows air on you and checks your heartbeat. And if your heartbeat is too much, your character won't like be good. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what it did. I played it at a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, they don't have those in Louisiana.
That's probably fine. Dave and Buster's sucks.
Okay.
Well, it's like the last place I want to go to have a drink is a place where a bunch of kids are going to be running around, you know? Like, do you want to make an arcade or a bar? Like, if you want to make a barcade, I'm for that, but then you shouldn't let kids in.
I think they kick the kids out after like 10 o'clock or something.
It's probably a better time then. I don't know. When I would go, it was like the type of arcade bar I want to go to is more like Up Down, where it's like arcade games, not ticket games.
What's Up Down?
Dave and Buster's is more like ticket games. Up Down is, there probably isn't one where you are. It's like a franchise of arcade bars that are like 90s themed, and they have like all the classic arcade games and sell overpriced drinks and shitty pizza.
I was trying to make an Up Dog joke. Didn't land. I do like shitty pizza sometimes.
I remember I used to go there and they're like, our pizza's so good. The secret is that there's cheese in the sauce. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck?
What does that mean? There's cheese on every pizza and it's technically in the sauce.
Except the cheese isn't really cheese. It's the flesh from the customers who died in the back.
Well, Up Down Pizza always felt like somebody started a frozen pizza company but just forgot to freeze it. I don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Because recently I was, I don't remember where, but I was reading people having a discourse about Little Caesars. And I happen to like Little Caesars in spite of the fact that they are cheap and, you know, the quality you can taste is not like world class, but I think it is more than serviceable. Have you had Little Caesars?
Dog, I've had Little Caesars back when Little Caesars was still legitimate.
What do you mean?
That was a weird way of putting it. Back in the 90s, I had Little Caesars. Became before they were like the hot and ready $5 place.
Although, I mean, I did too. I don't remember what it tasted like per se, but you know, I did too.
But yeah, I've had it pretty recently. They've got a funny commercial out where a guy like eats their pepperoni stuffed crust and like his head explodes or something.
Well, that makes sense.
I've been making most of my pizza lately. So I've not been getting a lot of delivery.
Alrighty then.
What did you want to say about Little Caesars?
Oh, let me backtrack here.
I'm trying to figure out where you were going.
Where does it compare in terms of cheap pizza?
Oh, compared to Up Down, I would rather have Little Caesars.
Okay. Well, all right. What about Chuck E. Cheese?
I have not had Chuck E. Cheese pizza in recent enough memory to be able to answer that question.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What do you think, Ruby? What's your favorite pizza?
My favorite pizza is a place down the street from my house that I'm not going to name because it's a small chain.
That's fair. What's your favorite, I guess, bigger, wider known place?
Eric and the Domino.
Or least bad.
I don't think we have Little Caesars around here. Or like Pizza Hut. I like the Freschetta frozen pizzas. Those are pretty okay.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Now that I think about it, I haven't really eaten a lot of like big chain pizza. There's always pizza shops around.
That's fair.
Yeah, support your local pizza shop.
Something I will say that I was really impressed by with the big chains is, you know, the whole thing with like fast food and these bigger pizza places is that they advertise themselves on consistency. If you go to a Domino's in Florida versus a Domino's in Canada, you're going to get the same pizza.
I do like Domino's. I'm a Domino's apologist.
I am too. Something that I was really impressed by, this is going to be a terrible joke, is that Pizza Hut was able to recreate in New York the experience of getting your pizza 2 hours late in... it felt like I was back home.
Nostalgia.
Hey.
Here's your pizza, bro. Sorry it's like 24 hours late, but, you know, there was traffic.
It was interesting because when I ordered it, they're like, we'll see you in 20 minutes. I was like, yeah, I bet.
It was 20 minutes, but we went through... light speed, and you know, time is relative to you standing still and us. So I can't wait until space travel like that happens, and then, you know, pizza delivery is all kinds of fucked up.
Maybe it was only 20 minutes, but we're in the hyperbolic time chamber. It's an anime joke. I think that's podcast. Let me see if I can find the song. So this is, I almost said the Fight Bait podcast. Why not? Gonzo.moe, no name, Shoe. Everybody's abandoned us, so I don't feel bad releasing podcasts where we say nothing for 2 hours.
Hell yeah, bring it back, baby.
Now's the time. Podcasts are bigger than ever. This could be the next those three guys, the brothers.
Yeah?
The McElroys, McElmores, Mackletons.
I don't know. Three,
I don't know.
We're just a couple of Joe Rogans.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, I don't want to be that. This was the Gonzo.moe show. I would say go to the website, but I don't post anything anyway. There used to be pride in the Gonzo.moe brand. It's all gone.
And you'll get re-inspired as you do every few months or so and take everything down and rebrand it.
They should have rebranded as the Anime Lockdown show, because that has brand recognition.
Yeah, the last thing I want anybody at Anime Lockdown to know is that I do this garbage.
Wow! Okay.
Goodbye.